Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Worth to Wealth podcast. Today, I am so glad to have Miss Sally Hendricks here with me. Hey, Sally. Sally is an online business content strategist and Facebook ad expert. What makes her tick is writing, whether it's articles for her website or her pending historical fiction novel. Telling stories has become her favorite pastime. You can get on her wait list, which I will have a link for this in the show notes, but you can get on her wait list for her book at which is Humble Pie at shoutyourcause.com/humblepie. Welcome, Sally. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me on another edition of the Worth to Wealth podcast. Can you share with us and for the audience a little bit more about who you are? I know I gave that brief introduction, but tell us more, please.
Hey, LaShonda, thanks for having me. Well, I mean, we've known each other for about, gosh, about seven or 8 years almost
A hot
now.
minute. Yes, a hot
Yeah,
minute.
yeah. And I've gone through all kinds of iterations helping people with different marketing aspects, Facebook ads, content, whatever it may be. And now I'm helping people to get, some of their work published, to maybe get the word out, get them promoted on my podcast, things like that. So that's what I'm doing these days, even though I'm still doing Facebook ads work and content marketing teaching.
So, on the podcast, one of the missions is to empower and inspire women to monetize their skill sets and what they do and to step out, create another revenue stream that helps them to build the economy and for them to basically stimulate their own economy. So, I would like to know from you. Why, I mean, how did we get to being a Facebook ads expert? Or, where did that whole idea come from? Or how did you basically get into business? Because you were working a 9 to 5 before, right? Or in the beginning, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I had a career as an actuary for 25 years. So I was working full time doing, well, not actually full time. I was working part time doing that. And so part time I was building my business until I was able to move directly just 100% into my business. But what's happened over time as I've grown, I mean, when it came to Facebook ads, I got in there and I played with it. I didn't mince words or anything. I got on there and just played with it and spent my own money, figured out how to do it. Nobody had courses, and somebody told me one time, "Hey, I like how you teach things. Would you teach Facebook ads to my group?" And next thing I know, I was an expert at it. And then I did go and take everybody's courses that finally came around, and I was like, I already know all this stuff. So it wasn't, I mean, it gave me great validation, because we all, when we're entrepreneurs, we all go through that imposter syndrome. But I was just there to, it was just there to validate what I had already figured out on my own.
But even before you got there, we know that it's a lot of mindset shifts and work or whatever that goes along with entrepreneurship and this whole walk and all of that. So just going back a little bit, before you really got into being the Facebook ads expert. What was it that made you take the leap from the job or whatever, or take us through how you even made that decision to do that? Because that's where a lot of people, a lot of us fall into that, in the gap or that in between of
I was
leaping, jumping around.
surrounded. I was surrounded by people that were leaving their jobs every day. I was seeing them do things that I wanted to be able to do. And so I wanted to launch an academy, and I put it together and I launched it, and I did well. I made enough money to be able to walk away that year. But then, of course, I turned around and realized, well, I got to turn around and do this again.
Again.
And it looked a little bit different the second time around. It wasn't the same thing. I did well, but it wasn't the same thing.
Because that's the thing, yeah, because then it is all on you at that point, and yes, you did it, and it's like making sure that that wasn't a fluke or whatever, so then you having to build out a whole model behind that, and or as we saw, like during COVID, like you have to pivot or whatever. So with that, I guess again, so what were some of the pivots or mindset shifts that you recall going through during this phase of entrepreneurship?
I was not sure I wanted to have an agency, that I wanted to do Facebook ads for other people. I had to go through that process and then actually do that for people and learn what I wanted to do, what I didn't want to do, what I felt comfortable with. And I just was able to grow with every step. Now I do have regular clients for Facebook ads that I have all the time. And the nice thing about them is that they sign up with me for a year. And that gives me the security to know that I have my clients there all year long and I'm not rushing around trying to get new clients to fill in gaps. I'm actually, using, negotiation with my current clients to get them to commit for longer.
So yeah, so some of that's going back and speaking to some of the pivots that you make and have made and will make and have to make in your business, ways thinking of continuing to think of ways to scale the business and all of that. Yeah, and
And
keep
to
it
not
going. Yeah.
focus. And to not focus so much on sales all the time. If you can get longer term contracts, it makes life easier.
And customizing it for you because you've done a lot of that, again, when you talk about just not being driven by the sales, but also thinking about what how you want the business to look for you, customizing around you to make it work for you. Because you have you married with three kids, right? So I mean, it's a lot that
Yes.
has taken place during that time or whatever too. So again, not just even though that happens, and that I think that's a good, nice point to make. Even when you're working a 9 to 5, life happens, things happen. And because you're going to continue to work to make money, to have money, to be able to take care of yourself. That's the same thing's going to happen on the side of entrepreneurship too. Now it's all on you to figure it out, but you do that or you've done that. So I guess with that in mind, what were some of the things that when you go back to recall some of those shifts that you had to make even around that with family or whatever, how were you able to still maintain business and to stay in business and for you not to say, okay, well, I'm going back to get a job or whatever, I'm gonna go back to work,
There was a time when I did think about going back to get a job, but there was something about putting that resume together and trying to look for opportunities to get interviews. I didn't want them to call me. And I guess, and so what I did was I just skated along as long as I could. And then I
Did you put them
finally.
out there so you did apply for some, but you said you
I
didn't want
did
them
apply
to call?
for some things,
Okay.
but I really didn't even want them to call me or consider me. So, and I guess that was heard because I didn't get any calls.
So then during that time period, you didn't want them to call you. So then what did that make you do in the business? Or how did you pivot or what, put
I
your head
jumped
down or
back. I
whatever? What was
jumped
the
back into something that I had been dreading, and I went ahead and did it. I put my big girl panties on and did it anyway. And And I moved forward and I discovered a new thing about myself. I also turned around and ended up working with another agency so that I could see what it was like to work in an agency to see if I wanted to have an agency. That happened. That was when all that was happening.
So talk a little bit more about that now. So what happened?
I went and worked for another agency and I wanted to see, did I even want to have an agency of my own?
Right. Okay.
I didn't know what to do or how to manage that or how to put the procedures together. But after I worked in one, then I was able to come up with some things that I wanted to be able to do in my business. Cool. And now most of my stuff is delegated out to my team. I don't do all that work anymore.
Right. So you have an agency, but you outsource, the things or whatever. You have a team, but you outsource it to the team members or whatever. Which is good because obviously then it's not everything is not dependent on you, and it allows you to still do your creative thing and work on the business and not in the business, and allows the business to continue and to go on.
Yeah, I just have more of a
the day to day.
Yeah, I have more of a supervisory role at this point in my business, and I like it that way. I don't have to be in charge of every little thing.
Right. So the core programs or areas of your company is what? The Facebook ads agency, and then what else do you have?
My content marketing. My content marketing membership. And
okay,
then
so talk
I have
about
my
the content marketing membership.
Well, the content marketing membership is where we meet a couple of times a month. We have, everybody has my courses, my systems to be able to understand the content that they need to make to go along with their main content. Like a lot of people forget, I do need to write a blog post, or I do need to do a podcast episode, or I do need to make a video. Those are very important things, bigger content that people need to make. And then the smaller content that introduces that bigger content is the social media stuff, so that you are reaching new people and reaching and nurturing the people who are already there with you.
Right. So just in hearing you say that, or when you're talking about the content, it triggered something about what business owners do need, or what are the items that they do need in their business. So one is the content marketing. They need to have that. And then under that, whatever the different ways are that they are going to deliver content. And what's the other things that they need? With Facebook ads, or that's one way to market, which you do the Facebook ad. And so what else would you say they need to have, which is covered under your umbrella of your business?
They need to have the landing pages on their website to be able to sell to be able to collect leads and then to turn around and sell to them. So they need to be able to have the right pages that people need.
Okay.
I help with that too.
Right. Okay. And so you're also writing a book. How did that come about? You love to write.
Yes, I love to write.
Outlet.
I've been doing a lot of family research and learning things about my family and about who did what and who was in what industry and who, there's a book that my father wrote that is about some killings that happened back in the early 1900s. And that really intrigued him. But he also wrote about other things that happened. And I decided to go back and write about two little girls who were forbidden to be friends outside of the main house, where one girl lived in the main house and the other girl lived in the tenant house out back. And they're not allowed to be friends And it goes through the journey of what that means. And there's a lot of flashbacks that I have from when I'm a child with my grandmother. And then the story is my grandmother when she was a little girl. But it's not true. It's fiction. So I'm just making it up.
So how did you come up with the name Humble Pie? How did you come up with that?
Well, I'm from originally Humboldt, Tennessee, and I just thought that it sounded good with Humboldt.
Okay.
Humble pie.
It was interesting. Yeah, I was like, Humble Pie. What's behind that? Or whatever. That was interesting. Like you, like somebody has gotten their fed, you know, a portion of humble pie. Like they've been humble, but that was interesting. So with the our Worth the Wealth community, I talk a lot about monetizing your worth to increase your wealth, you know, basically using the skill set that you already have. It's not coming up with anything new, but it's just using it in a different way and looking at it in a different way. So not just in a 9-to-5 setting, but the same thing you've done there, because it was by your hands, you can do it for you just as well or even more. So can you share with us, what does worth to wealth mean to you?
Worth to wealth. Well, maybe I could put a spin on it that talks about self-worth. I feel like I've grown in my business as an entrepreneur a lot within myself. I have had to eat that humble pie from time to time, thinking that I may know things, but, you know, I find out when the rubber meets the road, you know, life's got some hard turns for you sometimes. And that's just, you just have to see if you can come back from that. So I would say that I've grown in my self-worth, and that has helped me actually come into a consistent income and consistent with everything that I do in my business. I've been able to expand and grow, and it just feels really good to be on the other side of a lot of hustle and worry that surrounded me in the beginning stages of my business.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. Yeah, because that will happen, but you are still here and you stayed. And again, that's another thing that I like to share with them, and which is a mission, which is part of the mission for the podcast as well, is to give them another aspect and a view of a woman entrepreneur who basically has travailed in business and looking at the different phases and levels of it and seasons of it with that. And it's a part of it. So, you know, you can do it. They can do it. It's just moving through it and getting through it, going through it to get to it. So I thank you, Sally, again, for being here. And so for everyone who is listening, this has been another edition of the Worth to Wealth podcast. And so we will see you all on the next recording of the podcast.